Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're going on another deep dive, and today's topic is super interesting. It's all about like the connection between Jungian archetypes and astrology.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever felt like there are these, you know, sort of universal patterns in like how people behave?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and or like maybe you've felt drawn to certain, you know, like symbols or stories or something, and that's where this idea of Jungian archetypes comes in.
Right.
And what's really wild is that these archetypes, they kind of pop up in astrology too.
Yeah, it is interesting how they're kind of like these blueprints for the human experience, you know, arising from the collective unconscious. It's like we all tap into this reservoir of shared memories and instincts,
right?
And they express themselves through these universal figures like the hero, the sage, or the trickster.
Right. Like we all know those classic hero stories and you just can't help but feel inspired by them, right?
Yeah.
But what Jung is saying is that the hero isn't just some character in a book or movie.
It's within us.
Yeah. It's like a force within all of us, urging us to be brave and overcome challenges.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of other archetypes.
Right.
It's not just heroes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And each one has its own unique energy.
Right. Yeah. And what's cool is that they all map onto, like, the planets and the zodiac signs and astrology.
Mm-hmm. Each planet has a certain energy, a universal drive that affects our lives.
Okay, so it's like the planets and signs give us a language to understand these archetypes that are at work in us.
Exactly.
Okay, I want to get into specifics now.
Okay.
What about this whole hero archetype? How does that connect to astrology?
Well, think about Mars.
Okay.
That's action, energy, and courage. All classic hero traits and Mars rules. Aries, the first sign of the zodiac.
Oh. Huh?
And Aries folks are known for being bold, pioneering, having a spirit of, you know, wanting to take risks and just dive into new experiences head first.
So they're like that friend who's always the first one to volunteer for something new, even if it seems kind of crazy.
Exactly. They've got that Mars and Aries energy.
Okay, so that's cool that we can see the connection. But how does that actually, like, help someone? How does it apply to real life?
Well, let's say you're feeling stuck. You know, you're facing some challenge that seems impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Remembering that you have that hero archetype within you. That Mars energy can really change things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like remembering you have this inner warrior, you know, that's not afraid to fight for what they believe in.
So it's not just about being impulsive like an Aries.
No.
It's about harnessing that energy to push past fear and get to your goals.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes just understanding your astrological chart can help you figure out which archetypes might be more prominent for you.
Okay, that's interesting. But what about the archetypes that aren't so glamorous? Like the hero's all well and good.
Right.
But we all have those darker sides to us.
Yeah.
Right? Like what about the shadow?
Yeah.
That feels a bit more intense.
It is intense, but it's also important.
Okay.
The shadow represents the parts of ourselves we tend to hide or deny. Our fears and insecurities, the parts of ourselves that we judge, you know, that we think are unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Astrologically, we see that reflected in Pluto, the planet of transformation, the underworld.
So it's like those things we want to just sweep under the rug and hope no one will notice?
Yeah, but Jung says those shadow aspects have incredible power.
Okay.
It's by facing them and understanding them that we can really become whole.
So it's not about getting rid of the shadow, but learning to integrate it.
Exactly.
Is that where Pluto comes in?
Yeah. Pluto rules Scorpio, you know, the sign known for being intense.
Oh, right.
For being able to just dive deep down into the psyche.
Right.
And just like Scorpio, Pluto urges us to confront what's hidden, you know, to go through a process of death and rebirth and emerge even stronger and more authentic.
Wow. So confronting our shadow selves isn't about being bad.
No.
But about understanding and accepting every part of ourselves.
Exactly.
That's pretty profound.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm curious about another archetype, the wise old man or woman. Who doesn't love a wise mentor or figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the connection there to astrology?
Well, the wise old man or woman embodies wisdom, you know? The wisdom gained through experience, discipline, and understanding life cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And that aligns perfectly with Saturn.
It's Saturn.
Yeah, the planet that's often associated with limitations and challenges.
Wait, Saturn, isn't that like the planet of restrictions and hard knocks? How does that translate to wisdom?
That's the interesting part about Saturn, you know? It teaches us that true wisdom doesn't come easy.
Mm-hmm.
We earn it by facing those limitations, learning from our mistakes, and developing patience and resilience.
So instead of trying to avoid challenges, we should like embrace them.
Exactly.
As opportunities to grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty different way of looking at things.
It is. And if you look at Capricorn, the sign ruled by Saturn, you see those same qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Responsibility, a strong work ethic, and a deep respect for tradition and structure.
Cool.
Capricorns often embody that grounded, mature energy of the wise old man or woman.
So they're not afraid of hard work.
Nope.
And they know that anything worthwhile takes time and effort.
Right.
I can see that, okay, this next archetype is one I always find really intriguing. The anima and animus.
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain what those are and how they connect to astrology?
So Jung's concept of the anima and animus is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests that all of us have both masculine and feminine energy inside, regardless of our gender.
Mm-hmm.
The anima is represented by the moon and embodies the receptive, intuitive, and emotional qualities.
Okay.
And the anima, symbolized by the sun, represents the more assertive, outward-focused, and action-oriented energies.
So it's not about fitting into traditional gender roles.
No.
But about recognizing we all have a mix of these energies.
Exactly.
But how does that actually play out in real life?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in relationships.
Okay, well, imagine someone who's way too into their animus, you know, that solar energy. Mm. They might be really driven and successful at work, but then have trouble expressing their emotions or being vulnerable in their relationships.
So they might seem emotionally distant or even controlling.
Hmm.
All action, no feelings.
Right. And on the other hand, someone overly identified with their anima might find it hard to assert themselves or set healthy boundaries.
Okay.
They might always be looking for validation from other people or have trouble making decisions on their own.
So it's about finding that balance between those energies.
Yes.
Not pushing one down or overdoing the other.
Exactly.
One.
And understanding this concept can really help in relationships.
Okay.
Because it lets us see past those little surface arguments and understand what's really going on.
So, like, if you're fighting with your partner, it might not really be about who left the dishes in the sink.
Right.
But about a deeper imbalance in those masculine and feminine energies.
Precisely. It's like you suddenly have this new way of understanding those patterns that keep coming up.
That's a big aha moment right there.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about one last archetype. The trickster.
Okay.
This one always makes me think of those mischievous characters in myths and stories who like to shake things up.
Yeah, the trickster is a wild card. Uh-huh.
They challenge the status quo, disrupt rigid patterns, and make us question what we think we know.
Hmm.
And astrologically, that trickster energy is Mercury.
Mercury.
The planet of communication, adaptability, and quick thinking.
So they're the ones who keep us on our toes and make us see things in new ways.
Exactly.
I can see how that could be annoying, but also really valuable.
Absolutely. And Mercury rules two signs, Gemini and Virgo.
Okay.
Geminis embody that playful, curious, and communicative side of the trickster.
Uh-huh.
They're the social butterflies, the info gatherers, the ones who love connecting with people and exploring new ideas.
So like that friend who's always up for anything new and loves to debate different viewpoints.
Yes. Definitely has that Gemini energy.
Okay. What about Virgo?
Virgo expresses the trickster's energy in a more analytical and detail-oriented way.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who spot inconsistencies, find creative solutions, and always try to improve things.
So they help us see the flaws in our thinking and push us to do better.
I guess that's where the saying God is in the details comes from.
Right. And both Gemini and Virgo, each in their own way, remind us to not take ourselves too seriously.
Okay.
To be adaptable and embrace change.
So we've covered a lot here. The hero, the shadow, the wise old man or woman, the anima and animus, and even the trickster.
We have.
And we've seen how these archetypes show up in our lives and how knowing about them can help us face challenges, embrace our potential, and even make our relationships better.
It's amazing that it gives us this language to understand these deeper forces in our lives. You know,
right.
We're not just reacting to things. We're engaging with these universal archetypes that are part of being human.
It's like we suddenly have this whole new toolkit to understand ourselves and the world around us.
Exactly. And it's a journey, you know,
yeah,
of constant discovery, learning, and growth.
So it's not about finding the right answers or fitting into some little box.
Oh.
It's about exploring these archetypes and seeing how they fit with our own unique experiences.
Yes. And it's about recognizing that these archetypes aren't static things either.
Oh, yeah.
We're always evolving and integrating different parts of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the way these archetypes show up for us might change over time, depending on the challenges we face and what we learn along the way.
Okay, so how do we actually put this into practice? Like we talked about the archetypes and their astrological connections.
Right.
But how can we use this to live a better life?
I think it starts with self-awareness.
Okay.
By understanding these archetypes and how they show up in our lives, we can make better choices.
So if I'm feeling stuck in a rut, maybe I need to tap into that hero energy and just try something new.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm feeling overwhelmed with emotions, maybe I need to connect with the wise old man or woman archetype
mm-hmm.
and look for guidance and perspective.
Exactly. It's about seeing which archetypes might need our attention right now and finding ways to express them in a healthy and balanced way.
So it's like having a whole team of inner advisors,
right?
Each with their own strengths and wisdom.
Exactly. And the more we understand these archetypes, the more we can use their power to create the life we want.
Like we have all these inner guides, right? And each one has its own special power.
Right. And the more we understand these archetypes, the more we can access their power to create the life we want.
This is blowing my mind. It's like we have this inner cast of characters, and by understanding them, we can actually direct the play of our lives a little better.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And just like a play, there are times when one archetype might be center stage while others are in the background.
So if I'm starting a new project, maybe my inner hero is front and center. But as I face challenges and need to make tough decisions, maybe my wise old man or woman steps up to help.
Yes, it's all about knowing which archetype is needed most in the moment and learning to tap into its energy. And remember, it's not about being perfect or always being one archetype. It's about finding that balance within ourselves.
Like, each archetype has a superpower.
Mm.
And by getting to know them, we can unlock our own potential. Well, I was a little skeptical about this whole archetype thing at first, but now I'm seeing how powerful it can be.
It is powerful. And what's so beautiful about Jungian psychology and astrology is that they give us these timeless frameworks to understand what it means to be human. They're not just about predicting the future or putting people in boxes. They're about showing us those universal patterns that connect us all.
So it's less about what's my sign and more about what are these archetypes saying about the journey of being human?
Exactly. And by understanding them, we can go through life with more self-awareness, compassion, and a sense of wonder.
It's funny because we started talking about how archetypes are these universal blueprints.
Yeah.
But the more I learn about them, the more I see how they lead us to our own uniqueness.
That's the paradox, isn't it? By understanding those universal patterns, we actually get a deeper understanding of what makes each of us special.
It's like we all get the same ingredients, these archetypal energies, but we create our own unique recipe, our own masterpiece.
I love that. And remember, there's no one right way to do it. It's about experimenting, exploring, and finding what works for you.
So it's not about trying to be the perfect hero or sage, but about bringing all these different parts of ourselves together and expressing them authentically.
Yes. And it's a journey, not a destination. There's always more to learn, to explore, and to discover about ourselves and the universe.
Well, on that note, we've come to the end of our deep dive into Jungian archetypes and astrology. But before we go, I want to leave you with this. Think about the archetypes we talked about today. Which ones really stand out to you? And how might understanding those archetypes help you on your own life journey?
Take some time to think about that. What are your strengths, your challenges, and how can you use the wisdom of these archetypes to create a life that feels meaningful and true to yourself?
Thank you for joining us on this amazing exploration. Remember, the universe is vast and full of wonders, and so are you. Until next time, keep exploring and keep shining.
It's wild, right? It's like we have this whole team of inner advisors, and they each have their own special strengths and wisdom. Exactly. And the more we get to know these archetypes, the more we can use their power to really, like, create the life that we want.
I know. This is blowing my mind. It's like we have this whole inner cast of characters, and if we understand them, we can actually direct the play of our lives, you know, a little better.
That's such a beautiful way to think about it. And just like in a real play, there are times when one archetype will be center stage while the others are sort of hanging back in the background.
So like if I'm starting some new project, maybe my inner hero is front and center. But then as I'm going along and like facing challenges and needing to make tough choices, maybe my wise old man or woman will step in and offer guidance.
Exactly. It's all about recognizing which archetype is needed most right now and learning how to tap into its energy.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect or embody any one archetype all the time. It's about finding that balance inside ourselves.
Yeah, it's like each archetype has its own superpower. And when we get to know them, we can unlock our own hidden potential. Yeah, I have to say, I was a little skeptical about this whole archetypes thing when we first started, but now I'm really seeing how powerful it can be.
It is powerful. And what's so cool about Jungian psychology and astrology is that they give us these frameworks for understanding the human experience that have been around forever. They're not about predicting the future or putting people in boxes. They're about showing us those universal patterns that connect us all.
So it's less about what's my sign and more about what are these archetypes teaching us about what it means to be human.
Exactly. And by understanding these archetypes, we can live our lives with more self-awareness, more compassion, and just a greater sense of wonder.
You know, it's interesting because we started this deep dive talking about how archetypes are like these universal blueprints. But the more we talk about them, the more I realize they actually lead us to our own individuality.
That's the paradox, isn't it? When we understand those universal patterns, we actually come to a deeper understanding of what makes us each unique.
Yeah, it's like we all get the same set of ingredients, these archetypal energies, but then it's up to us to create our own special recipe, our own masterpiece.
I love that. And remember, there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's about experimenting and exploring and seeing what works best for you.
So it's not about trying to be the perfect hero or the perfect sage. Mm-hmm. It's about taking all these different parts of ourselves and expressing them in a way that feels authentic to us.
Exactly. And it's an ongoing journey, not some destination. There's always more to learn and more to explore and discover about ourselves and about the universe.
Well said. Well, on that note, we've come to the end of our deep dive into Jungian archetypes and astrology. But before we go, I want to leave you with this. Think about the archetypes we've talked about today. Which ones really resonate with you, and how could understanding those archetypes help you on your own unique path?
Yeah, take some time to reflect on that. What are your strengths? What challenges do you face? How can you use the wisdom of these archetypes to create a life that has meaning and feels true to who you are?
That's a great point. Thanks for joining us on this incredible exploration.
Yeah.
And remember, the universe is vast and full of amazing things, and so are you. Until next time, keep exploring and keep shining bright.